Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of MCU TV. Today is Saturday, June 11th, 2022. I've got my days of the week confused. I'm trying to give away my weekend already. And we are here to talk about, it's a little show. It came out, I don't know anyone who was super excited about it. I think it's Ms. Marvel. She was right now getting ready to kill me.
No, I'm laughing because I was like, that's the joke that I would make.
All right. We're here to talk about Ms. Marvel. But before we get to that, good morning, Sheba. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you, John?
I'm good, folks. I will apologize if my audio is a little bit off for this. We have some house guests this weekend, and everyone stayed up unexpectedly late, so trying not to wake them up doing this from the car, which I was like, perfect, enclosed environment. And then it started raining. So Tim is going to hear this and kill me for the rain in the background. Murphy's Law. But we do what we got to do sometimes. So before we jump into it, some network stuff. We're part of the Random Chatter Network. You can find all things Random Chatter related over at randomchatter.com. And so, Sheba, I'm going to turn this over to you. Mm-hmm. We're talking about episode one, Generation Y. We're going to let Sheba just kind of gloat, and then Sheba's going to kind of take it away because, well, I don't know anything about any of these characters, and knowing how close it is to the comic, I'm not going to run a show very well. While Sheba is the expert in this. So Sheba, I'm going to let you take it away.
Sounds good. So just initial reactions. I loved it. I was super excited with it. To be fair, the first time I watched it, because I watched it twice, the first time I was just really tense and nervous about the whole thing. And I called a friend afterwards who's also Pakistani and Muslim and was like, was it just me or were you also stressed out? He was like, no, I was stressed. And it wasn't because I didn't want to like it or anything. I was just more worried people are going to finally see this character, finally see a Muslim Pakistani person and what it's like in their home. Will they do it right? Are people going to enjoy it? Are they going to just be like, oh, that's like, am I going to have to go back and explain, you know, this is how it really is, or this is like this. And I was just stressed out. I didn't need to be. It was perfectly fine. But I loved it. There were moments where I was like, oh, that's a little bit more Indian than Pakistani. But I've come to realize that, first of all Pakistani experiences will be different. And especially since the head writer of this is British Pakistani, and British Pakistanis have a completely different, it's a little different than North American Pakistanis. Even in Canada versus the US, our experiences are still very different. So, because in Britain, the UK, a lot of they're so close in proximity to a lot of the Indians that are there, and a lot of their vernacular or just random things, slang or just words or the music is just so intertwined with the Pakistani culture that it has become one and the same. So a lot of things, like there was a scene in this episode where the dad jumps in, he goes, chakde pate, and it's just kind of like you're really excited about going to this party and all that stuff. And a lot of people that had seen it prior to were saying, oh, well, that's not something Pakistanis would say. And I was like, well, yeah, I've never heard it here in Canada around all of my Pakistani Muslim friends. But then I realized I was talking to another friend here and she's like, well, Britain it's a little different there, and a lot of this stuff is kind of it works its way into like Pakistani culture too. So I was like, yeah, that is true, that is fair. So I had to kind of remind myself to keep an open mind with that, because it might certain things that people think is Pakistani for them is, it could be because it's a British version of it. So I was like, all right, it might be a little different. And so I kind of just was reminding myself of that the entire time. Like, this is not, and I think it's because we get so few there's so few representation or proper representation for Pakistanis or Indians or Muslims in general. So it's not the show's fault. It just happens that a lot of us will be like, well, this has to show everyone's like upbringing or background, and this has to do it right. Whereas it's very different. So to kind of remind myself as well, like it's a little different and that's okay. But they did do a good job with the representation part of it. And I did feel very seen. The main parts of it where, you know, her mom was like, Kamal, you need to get your head out of the clouds. Like, you need to make sure that, you know, you're trying to do, like, don't be so fangirly, really. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I felt that a lot where I was like, yeah, no, my parents, and to this day, they still do it. My mom was like, but if you spent more time not cosplaying and doing other things, and I'm like, okay, usually it's to go with, if you didn't cosplay or spent more time doing other things, the other things meaning you would be married with children by now. That's usually where her train of thought ends up going. And I was like, no, mom, I'm still going to do this when I'm like, you know, when I'm married, and I don't want kids, because I teach a lot and I love kids, but I don't think I want my own. So I'm like, mom, but I'm still going to probably be doing this years from now. So I don't think you get it, that this isn't just a phase or just a, I'm doing this because I'm not married yet kind of thing. It's going to be a thing forever. So yeah. So there were parts of it where I was like, yeah, no, feel that, you know, my mom would say that. Although my friend and I were both commenting about how, when we would get in trouble, because a lot of things Kamala got in trouble for, I have gotten in trouble for, but my mom would react differently. Like the scene where, I know I'm jumping into things already, but when she hits the car, the driving instructor's car, my parents wouldn't have been like, oh no, well, you know, it was your fault. And like the driving instructor, they would be like, they would listen. The driving instructor would say its thing. They would listen. They'd go, mm-hmm. They'd apologize and be like, I'm so sorry. And then they would give me a look of like, you watch what happens when we are in the car or we're home and no one can see us. Like, you're going to be in big trouble. I'm like, Kamala's parents were so much nicer than mine. But I was, again, also telling my friend that I'm the firstborn child in my family. And my sister and I were just comparing about how even us, my parents disciplined us both very differently. And I'm like, Kamala's a younger child. So maybe that's why she was a little bit more, you know, her parents were a little bit more understanding and forgiving, because she's the baby of the family. I'm like, being the eldest, I didn't get that luxury. It was like, no, you're in trouble now. My sister and my brother kind of, because my sister's like, I don't remember having all that added pressure of, you know, of my parents being like, you have to do this, or you didn't do well and you're really in trouble. And I'm like, no, that was a constant reminder for me. So yeah, a lot of that. But I loved it. There was a lot of South Asian music representation. And we'll go into that a little later on, but initial reactions, I went over a minute. I'm sorry, but I loved it.
You know what? I should have started the clock on you.
I know. Tim. I know. I tried to do a TikTok that was 3 minutes long, and I was like, that wasn't even enough. So I had a feeling that I was going to go over, and I apologize.
It's all right. We love the excitement. Shiba, I'm apologizing. I'm going to throw some cold water.
Yeah.
So as soon as the show started, I was like, okay, this is skewed for a younger audience. It's cool. I've watched shows and movies with intended for younger audience, sometimes with my kids, sometimes just because I'm like, it's actually really good show.
Yeah.
I quickly realized with this show, I am not the target demographic for it. And that's fine. I actually love the fact of, with the diversity and the age, that Marvel is putting something out where a middle-aged white man is not the target audience for it. As soon as I realized it, I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm still going to watch it. I will quickly say part of it also was, I found Shiba, the characters in the show that I resonated with, I connected with. And it would be Amin Abu.
Amin Abu, yeah.
And because the car scene you just referenced, Kamala's 16.
Yeah.
My daughter is 16 and learning how to drive. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm going to connect with the parents of the 16-year-old girl on the show because they're living my life. They may be immigrants from Pakistan and have a different religion, but man, parent solidarity here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I mean, and that's the great thing is that even with, like with any show or movie, we all can relate to characters. That's the sign of a good character. Is if you can relate to character, even if they're not the same background or culture, that's a sign that the character is well written because all of us are kind of facing the same kind of things.
Oh yeah. And we'll jump into some of like that, you know, with the characters. Yeah.
Exactly.
But let's start with our main character.
Yep. So yeah, with Kamala Khan is our main character. We get to kind of learn how she is in school. You know, a lot of, she gets to school, first of all, nobody pronounces, their teacher doesn't pronounce her name correctly. They're like, Camelia, I'm glad you recovered from getting hit in the face with a dodgeball. And she's just like, it's not my name, but cool. So she just kind of smiles. Then we get to see how a lot of the kids in her school, they don't understand her. She's not one of the cool kids, whether it's because of her background or just because she's like a nerdy teenager. You know, we're it's yet to be seen kind of thing. I think, there was a lot of that. We know that Kamala is the biggest, we start off, actually the first scene is her doing a recreation of Endgame and the big battle at the end and just fangirling intensely over Captain Marvel, which in the comics, Kamala is a huge Captain Marvel fan. So it does.
So she is too.
Exactly. And it's so great the way, like, I loved the animation in this, where they kind of did like little paper cutouts, and she has a YouTube channel. In the comics, she has she writes fan fiction, but in this, she has like a YouTube fangirl site, which honestly, I kind of liked that little update. Like, I'm not knocking fan fiction, but I think
more appropriate for this time and age.
Exactly.
I mean, whether it be a YouTube channel, I still don't understand TikTok, something TikTok-y. Again, folks, this is why I resonate with the parents.
And I was like, I literally still was like, yeah, no, been there. I'm like, yeah, I'm 39. I'm technically an adult, but I still resonate with Kamala because my parents still, like, they show moments with her and her parents, and her parents are like, Kamala, you need your head out of the clouds. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure my parents made that exact same statement to me as a child. Like, you need to get your head out of the clouds. And I was like,
every parent does some version. It may not be those exact words, but
and you know, there was moments where like she was just, you know, she would try to do everything right, but there were moments where she would mess up, and I'm like, been there. Like I said, I was talking to my sister about this. I'm like, last year I think it was, where my dad was like, I'm proud of you, and I'm like, and if you're South Asian, those are words that parents don't say lightly. Like, it took 38 years for my parents to go, yeah, we're proud of you. And I was like, sorry, what? This is a what now? So, you know, the moments where her mom was just kind of like, don't do that. I was like, nope, I've been there. I've seen that. The part where, because Kamala's brother is getting married, so they're going to run like errands and things with Kamala. With Kamala's mom, and at one point she goes to get fitted for a shalwar kameez. That's traditional Pakistani outfit. So she's wearing a shalwar kameez, and her mom, the tailor, in Urdu it's darzi, or I think it's the same thing in Hindi, but the tailor / darzi is fixing her outfit, and he's like, no, you're too short for this, and her mom's like, no, she's not too short, and then an auntie comes in later, and is like, no, you're too short, you're too short for that. And her mom's like, yeah, you're too short for that. And my friend was like, oh no, my mom's done that before. And I was like, the opposite has happened for me, where my mom, I've told my mom something. She's like, no, that's not true. And she has a talk with one of her auntie friends, and they're like, no, that's like, yeah, that's a thing. My mom was like, yeah, so-and-so auntie was telling me that, you know, this. And I'm like, I literally told you that yesterday, and you said that was ridiculous. And now, because an auntie's telling you it's true, you believe her. So I was like, yep, no, been there before. Auntie's changing my mom's mind. I get it. I've been there. So yeah, there was a lot of, a lot. That was really Kamala in a nutshell, just a very big Marvel fangirl, big nerd at heart, and trying to fit in, trying to fit in with everyone else, because she's, we can already see her struggle of trying to be Muslim and Pakistani, but also trying to fit in to the North American culture standard. And as a same in Canada, being Muslim, Pakistani, first generation immigrant from an immigrant family, that's exactly what the struggle is that trying to fit in while also trying to maintain my culture and my religion and those values. The scene where Kamala is standing in the mirror wearing her Captain Marvel costume or cosplay, and then just looking down going, ooh, maybe I should cover this up a little bit because it's not, you know, like modest kind of thing, or, you know, parents are going to be upset. I've done that before. I still do that now, kind of going, I don't like that this is, you know, doing this, and I'm going to cover it up, or I'm going to make sure that this looks better. And my mom going, well, that's a little too, you know, tight fitting. And I'm like, well, just now I'm at the age where I'm like, well, it is what it is kind of thing. But at that age, I did the exact same thing, to the point where now I'm like, mom, this is too revealing. And she's like, it's fine. I'm like, is it though? And she's like, you're an adult. Don't worry about it. So I there was a lot of that being seen with Kamala trying to, like, that is her struggle. The guidance counselor talks to her about it too, where he's like, you kind of need to, like, need to kind of combine. He's more talking about reality and fiction and combining it, or combining those two together. But I think it goes deeper into the fact that she needs to kind of combine who she is, trying to figure out who she is, and combining both of the cultures and finding a space for her in that way.
And that, I kind of, having coached kids, having kids, seeing my kids' friends, et cetera. Like, I mean, you definitely see, you know, kind of some of that, like, and again, with the change in realms, like, have I been that? Been like, no, you got to be grounded. You got to stay focused. And I'm like, I'm sure to some degree, but I definitely get, you know, that and flashbacks to my own, you know, childhood with, you know, my parents being like, hey, you know, whether it was, I'm sure the phrase I got was, you got to buckle down.
Yeah.
So something like that.
So
can you explain to me the bracelet?
Oh, yeah.
And if there's, and that was, you know, my biggest is that, even if it's just obviously, you know, I don't think Pakistanis have magical or cosmic imbued bracelets they hand down through generations. Maybe they do.
I wish.
Just aren't sharing.
It's maybe just not in my family, because I would be like, yo, cool bracelet.
But is the bracelet in general something, is it traditional? I'm going to guess. My thought was that's something kind of, at least, you know, traditional, has got some meaning, because Marvel doesn't mess around with that stuff.
Yes. So it is, like, in the comics, it is a little similar. Like, Kamala is, because she's inhuman, she has the inhuman gene, and it's activated by the Terrigen Mist in the comics. But her Nani, her grandma, also has that kind of, that gene. So she also, I don't remember if she was an inhuman at all, but she did have that gene, and that's how Kamala got it. And she does get a bracelet from her Nani, which in the comics Bruno uses to kind of manipulate, to use for her to kind of channel her energy and use that to use her powers. So it kind of, she still does get the bracelet from her Nani. So I thought that was cool here. The theory that's floating around that I've been seeing, I saw in like New Rock Stars or one of those places, is that the bracelet could be the Nani's. It is the Nani's, but the Nani could have been infused or gotten, it could have gotten infused by Kree technology. And then that's how, which, because in the comics, the Terrigen Mist is kind of released or created by Kree technology. So it kind of works in similar. So they may not be doing the inhuman stuff, but they might bring in that Kree stuff, because we know we're having secret wars and all that stuff. So it could be that that's why her nani has it. It was infused with Kree technology. She got a hold of it. She had her powers, because we do see Kamala's ummi talking, her mom talking a lot about, oh, you know, I know about, you know, people with their head in the clouds. Your nani was one of those people. And
yeah, I did.
Even
and
when,
that was a weird connection I got.
Yeah.
With like the bracelet. And I was like, there's something we don't know about nani.
Exactly. Like when we see her mom bring in the box of stuff from her nani, she kind of, like when Kamala picks it up and she's like, oh, is this from nani? And her mom, the look on her face, like, oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, it was specifically to that bracelet. That bracelet.
Exactly.
I mean, so, you know, they telegraphed that one.
Yeah. So I'm like, definitely nani had some powers or something like that. And that's why it's handed down. Like, you know, that's why she's getting those powers.
You meet her.
I hope so too. Cause I was like, and I'm assuming we are, because I'm assuming nani's in Pakistan. And because we've seen in clips or in trailers for the show that she's going back to Pakistan for a wedding. Okay. So I'm assuming her brother's wedding is going to be there. Usually when you have any weddings, all family members are there. So I'm assuming nani's going to be there for that. And they'll probably have kind of like some kind of heart to heart at that point. And I apologize. My mom's yelling in the background. So that's, you know, classic. You know, South Asian mom doesn't remember that I have to record a podcast. So, you know, but anyways, but yeah, so I'm assuming we're going to meet nani later on. But I think that we're seeing the powers in the bracelet, and it could be that it's Kree related. Is there anything you would like to add or ask as well, John, before we move on?
No, I mean, that kind of helped with her, she seemed to match what I'd kind of heard about the comics. I was actually mostly curious about the bracelet.
Yeah. And we saw her using the they called it hard light, and I guess they're referring to it as hard light. So those are kind of her powers. She does have stretchy abilities using those hard light, because you can see her stretching out to save Zoe later on at AvengerCon. And there was a lot of, I think a lot of people were saying it kind of got activated with, as she's getting blinded by light from the cameras or just lights that are in her face. So that's why I think that could be some sort of activation factor. But we can get more into locations and things later on. So Bruno is her best friend in the comics. He's also a tech genius, and we see that here. I was kind of hoping that we would get to see Bruno as a tech genius, because he's the one that does a lot of, like, helps Kamala with her costume. And, like, she creates her own costume, but he kind of helps make it better, uses better, like, technology. The bracelet, he helps her kind of, like, the costume in the comics ends up going into the bracelet. And then whenever she needs to transform, the bracelet, the costume comes out of the bracelet and onto her, kind of thing. Yeah. So I was really hoping they would show Bruno as that tech genius. In this, they show that I think his parents aren't there. He's living with his Nona, which grandma. So he's living there with her. And yeah, we get to see how close he and Kamala are. In the comics, we do kind of see that, that like later on in the comic runs, Bruno kind of shows how much he starts to care and has feelings for Kamala, but we don't see that till much later on. But we're seeing the seeds being planted now, where Bruno's kind of like, they have a moment, he and Kamala have a moment on the roof when he's giving her the photon gloves and all those things. And we see that moment, and Kamala kind of going, this is weird, I'm gonna look away. Which I was like, yeah, no, every brown girl has had that moment where you're like, there's a random guy who's not Muslim, and this is weird, and I don't know how to deal with this, so I'm going to just look away. Just going to pretend like it doesn't exist. And it happens at some point in time, and you're like, yep, nope, been there. It is awkward, and you don't know, like, I think as an adult later, you're like, okay, it's fine if, you know, something like that happens. But as a kid, you're like, my parents said, no, can't do this. No, thank you. So it's just interesting that they planted those seeds, and they're starting to kind of get with it.
Yeah, I mean, not knowing the comic story, I wondered if there that was comics accurate, or is it the trope that you need the friends, will they, won't they type of thing?
It's still, even in the comics, we, like I said, we didn't see it till later on. But there actually, no, that's a lie. There were moments where Bruno was kind of be like, he'd be like, oh, sigh. And like when Kamala wasn't there and people would be like, oh, what's wrong? He's like, oh, you know, she doesn't know, she won't know. And her parents won't allow it, that kind of thing. You would just see him having that struggle on his own. But Kamala was so oblivious to it in the comics. And again, as a South, like I fully related to that in the comics too, where I was like super oblivious to whatever was going on. And it wasn't until people were like anybody was like straight up. It happened once in high school where someone was straight up. Someone called my house and was like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, why are you calling my house? Straight up was like, why are you calling my house? And the person's like, oh, I just wanted to ask how you're doing. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. They're like, oh, okay, well, bye. And I was like, all right, bye. It wasn't until I was in university where I was like, oh man, I'm such a jerk. But I legit had no idea. So the fact that even Kamala is like, this is weird, is very classic to the comics. Like right now we kind of see her feeling that weird tension, but in the comics she has no idea. She's like, she just, it doesn't even occur to her. She's just like, Bruno, my friend, and that's it. And so that's Bruno. With Nakia. Nakia's our main hijabi character. In the comics, she's very, like, she's been talked to as she's very comfortable with her Islam and her background, and she's a no-nonsense kind of person, and she's very comfortable with who she is, and she's kind of the person in Kamala's life who's kind of like, you can be who you are, it's fine, like whoever it is, whoever that is, you can be who you are. Whereas Kamala's kind of struggling with being North American, being Muslim, being Pakistani, kind of being all those parts of her, and trying to find a way that, like, to exist, kind of thing, with all of those sides, as most of us are. So Nikki is just kind of like, no, this is who I am. People accept me or they don't. So that's kind of, I can kind of get that feeling from her in this as well. Like, she's like, yep, no, this is who I am, you know, take it or leave it kind of thing. Whereas Kamala's still trying to be like, oh, hey, Zoe, let's be friends, you're cool. Where Nikia's like, no, she doesn't like you. You don't have to, like, she doesn't have to like you. Like, just, it's fine. The only thing that was interesting, and I didn't realize this when I watched it the first time, my friend was like, did they not say her name throughout the whole thing? And I was like, no, they did. And when I went back and the second time to watch it, they actually didn't. The only reason you would know that her name is Nakia is if you were watching or listening, seeing the closed captions, they mention her name there, like in square brackets, they'll say Nakia, and that just indicates she's speaking, but they don't actually say her name. We don't get to see a lot of Nakia as much as we do with Bruno. We don't get to see Zoe as much, but I still think we see more of Zoe than we do of Nakia. So Zoe gets named even right from the beginning. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And I don't know why that is. It's maybe just a random thing that happened. It just maybe was accidental, whatever. But we don't really get her name yet. And she is one of Kamala's best friends. It's her, Bruno, and like Kamala, Bruno, and Nakia they always do things together. Bruno and Kamala do more together sometimes in the comics, just because he knows about her whole superhero thing and he's kind of helping her out with it. So I think he's more involved in that regard, but Nakia is still a huge part of Kamala's she's front and center. So I thought it was interesting why she didn't get named. At least like Kamala didn't go, hey, Nakia, or, oh, hey, Nakia. Like didn't like when she sees her, they just kind of go into it and talk to each other. Although when Bruno and Kamala meet up, she does mention Bruno right away. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Any questions about Nakia? No. John? Okay. So it was Zoe.
As you said, she isn't named, so I didn't think she was integral to this kind of show.
Yeah, she is one of her best friends. So that's why it was like, that's interesting. But maybe this is, maybe we're not going to see, I mean, I'm sure they'll name her at some point, but we haven't seen, because a lot of the times it's Kamala being late for things and Nakia being like, hey, Kamala, where are you? What's going on? What's happening? I think eventually she does, from what I remember, she finds out about Kamala's powers as well. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've read the first comic. But maybe just right now, because she wasn't the main focus, that's probably why they didn't name her yet. The other person, the other character that does get named is Zoe. And Zoe is our like mean girl, you know, classic.
Yep.
You know, just classic mean girl. That's really what it is. She does a lot of passive aggressive like conversations with Kamala. The first time we meet her on the stairs, she bumps into Kamala, and Kamala, like, she just looks at Kamala like, why'd you drop my books? And Kamala picks it up. And she's like, sorry, Zoe, and hands it to her. And then Zoe goes, oh, I like your necklace. And it's Kamala's name in Arabic, which is hilarious because I think every Muslim girl or woman even has an Arabic necklace. I think, like, I have one. My parents got me one when they were in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. Although I'm pretty sure I had one. Oh, no, I had just my name, like, my. No, I think I did as a baby. I had, as a kid, I had one that said, like, it has Sheba on it. So every single Muslim kid has, at some point, woman has, or kid, girl, has had a necklace with their name in Arabic on it. So I, like, when I saw that, I laughed so hard. I was like, oh my God, yep, nope, that's it. And Kamala's like, yeah, no, it's my name in Arabic. And Zoe's like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, you know, like, I didn't really care that much. I just asked mm-hmm. because I just felt like it. So you can really see that Zoe's kind of like, I couldn't care less. I'm just being nice. I'm passive aggressively being nice. We see her at AvengerCon, and she's dressed up as
a weird twist.
Yeah, because in the comics, Zoe's just like, you're a nerd. You're weird. I don't, like, she doesn't do anything that Kamala does. So it's interesting that we have her here as also wanting to be, like, wants to go to AvengerCon. I guess maybe the twist is, like, back, I mean, the comic came out in, comics came out in 2014, like, that's when Kamala's first appearance was, or comic mm-hmm. book was. So I wonder if it's because now, being a Marvel fan, it's cool. Like, it's cool to be, you know, and a fan.
I kind of got that she was, to a degree, like, this closet fan.
Yeah.
But I did love the line, can we hire you for parties?
Yeah. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, if you only knew. And I think it's very interesting because they did that same take with Flash from Spider-Man, where he's kind of like, he's still to Peter Parker, but he's like huge fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, and I know a lot of this is being kind of compared, or it's compared to Spider-Man and his arc. And that's what the creators want for Kamala, is having that similar arc with Spider-Man. So it's interesting for that. Mm-hmm.
My favorite characters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's the mom and dad. Ami is mom in one way of saying mom in Urdu, and Abu is the dad, one way of saying dad in Urdu. I call my mom Mama, and my dad Baba. So I say Mama and Baba. Some people will say Amma, Abba. Some people will say Mummy, Baba. It's everyone says it a little differently.
And that's actually, like, because I think Abu is, it's a word I feel like we know, at mm-hmm. least in America, mm-hmm. But had no idea it meant dad or father.
Because I know when it showed up first in any kind of property, it was Abu, the monkey from Aladdin. And I was like, okay. I was like, but that's, it means different. Like, cause I'm like, because of the pronunciation, people are like, it's the same thing. I'm like, no, I don't even know if Abu is supposed to be Abu, or, you know, cause Aladdin doesn't have a dad. So maybe that was kind of his, like, you know, way of kind of talking to his father, like talking to his father. But it is Abu, which I thought was, like, really interesting, cause people are like, oh, Abu. And there's random things. Just like my siblings call me Appa because I'm older, and mm-hmm. Avatar: The Last Airbender, the flying bison is named Appa. So every time I watch it, I'm like, that's okay, it's fine. But there's just random things like that where things will pop up and you're like, oh, it's interesting. You know, that's what it is. So yeah, Ami and Abu are very interesting. Like Ami is classic South Asian mom who's like, my daughter has to be like this. She has to be, you know, you can't be North American. You have to be Pakistani. You have to practice your Islam. You have to just, you can't be like everyone else because they wear tight clothes or they, which again, it's not fair. And that's a very big generalization. And my friend and I were talking about this where we're like, just because it's different doesn't mean everyone is like that. Because a lot of the times, because parents are immigrating to North America or any other country, a lot of it's, they don't want to lose their culture. And they're afraid that if they let their kids do whatever, they're going to go completely to the other side and they're going to completely rebel and they're going to be completely different. They're going to go and, you know, get pregnant at 12 or 13 or, you know, and that kind of thing. And you're just like, that's not everyone. That's not even what North Americans are like. That's not a thing, but they're so afraid, I think, of it. And there's a lot more in-depth conversation about that. And my friends and I are constantly talking about it because I was raised where my parents were like, you can't wear tight clothes. Nothing can be showing. It has to be long. You know, you can't show your legs. I still wear short sleeves, but back then I couldn't wear, you know, short sleeves. It had to be a specific length. And a lot of it was because you can't be seen as like, you need to stay true to your Pakistani Muslim roots. So I felt that I could understand where Ami's coming from. Mm-hmm. I was like annoyed, but I'm like, I understand where she's coming from because my own mom, I've come to the place now where I'm like, I know why she's doing and saying things like, or did and said things as a kid, because she was trying to protect me, trying to keep our culture as best as possible. So I kind of understand where Ami is coming from, even though, yeah, she is more strict, but a lot of us understand that. Abu's a little bit more understanding and forgiving of things. He kind of is understanding of Kamala and who she is. My dad was still a little bit strict, but even now though, my dad kind of understanding more of things where my mom, I have to be like, mom, this is it. With my dad though, he would be like, even like my 20s, if I go to like a few things, if I went out like twice or like three times, or if I did something for a whole week, he was like, you're going out too much. Now you have to stay home and clean the house. And I'm like, what? But just what? So there's a meme that goes around where it's like, how strict were your parents? Were they, you've gone out twice during the week and can't go out again strict, or were they more chill? So I like laughed. My brother showed it to my dad. My dad started laughing. And I was like, my brother was like, yeah, we didn't, my brother and sister didn't get that, but as the eldest, I got it. So Ami and Abu are very trying to be cool and trying to let Kamala be herself, but it's a struggle for them. And it's understandable because my parents coming here, it's still kind of a struggle for them for certain things. And they're still trying to adjust to things. They've gotten better, but as kids, they were trying to figure it out.
And the, what I kind of liked about them is just seeing the struggle of wanting your, and what I talk about is seeing the struggle of wanting to let your kid be themselves. Yes.
Exactly.
But also wanting to instill values and beliefs in them. And the whole, you know, wearing, you can go to, you know, AvengerCon, but, and the, like they made the athletes and the dad coming in.
Yeah.
And her just having like a gut reaction of basically like, dad, you're embarrassing me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the punch to the gut that is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's when I was like, brother, man, I've been there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember when my parents did that to me and like little things where they're trying to be cool and fit in and they said or did something and you're like,
yeah.
And I'm sure I have those for, you know, my parents, and God bless Esty. For the number of times where she's like, no, No, you don't try to be the cool dad.
Yeah.
Don't just sit down, yeah. Shut your mouth, and you will actually thank yourself for doing it later.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, it's like, I can understand the parents' perspective because I've done a lot of that for my own parents, being like, no, it's, they're just trying their best to understand things. Yeah. Obviously hindsight is 2020. At the time I was like, oh God. But at the same time, I know my mom actually was the nerdy one in our family. It still is. Like my mom is the one who got me into Star Trek. She's the one that would dress me up for Halloween. So it was a little different for me on my end, where my mom would be like, oh, you want to be this? Yeah. I'll dress you up as that. Like, here, we're going to do this costume. And so she kind of helped it along, where my dad was more, yep, just like, I guess you can do that. But my mom kind of sort of helped it along. It was more when I was in my like 20s, where my mom was like, oh my God, you're embarrassing. Like, please don't do this. And I'm like, but mom. But as a kid and a teenager, my mom was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. But as an adult, my mom's like, okay, you're an adult now. You need to get married and have children of your own. What's this happening? So I could still relate to Kamala being like, yeah, no, that's, I'm still there. Still there. But yeah. And then the last character is Amer in the comics. And as well here, he's the more practicing one in the family. He's actually in the comics. They show him off as being like, he's always practicing. He's always wearing, you know, like he's wearing cultural clothes here, but they still kind of made him a little cooler here. Like he wasn't as like silly in the comics. Yeah. There were points where you were like, oh my God, he's a little silly. And oh, he's that kid. Whereas here he wasn't as much. And he had jokes, like the part where he comes in, he's like, salam. And in Arabic, salam is peace. Assalamu alaikum is peace be with you. So he comes in, he's like, salam. And then the parents are all angry at Kamala because she just dropped the, I want to go to Avenger Con thing. And he's like, yeah, not a lot of salam here. I laughed. I was like, yep, that's, nope, there is not a lot. So he's kind of, and again, it shows kind of how, because he's the older, first of all, he's older, but he's, yep, also the older brother. There's a, yep, lot of things that he can get to do, whereas Kamala doesn't. And because he himself is like extra practicing and, you know, focusing on his culture and mostly religion, the parents don't get as upset with him because they're like, eh, well, he's not going to do anything anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But he's also the only male in the family, and he's getting married, so his parents are like, woo, wedding. You know, if you are South Asian or understand at any point in time, weddings are a great thing for, like, they get really excited and they're like, yay, my child's getting married. And everyone's going to be like, we're so excited. Your child is getting married. And you're like, there's other things that people can do without just being married. Like there's other things to congratulate people for, but that's what it, cause we get that with the auntie later on in the scene where she's like, oh, did you hear that this girl, she broke off her engagement and went to travel Europe. And it was like, yeah, like I've heard those conversations.
The bad girl who did.
Yeah, you know, like she didn't live up.
She wasn't doing what was right by her family.
Exactly. Yeah. So
Kamala's, you know, like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had moments where my mom's like back in before, where, you know, my mom had to would unlearn these things, but before she'd be like, oh, this person is doing that. And I'm like, but there's nothing wrong with it. And she's like, yeah. Oh, so, you know, it's going to take, obviously, Kamala, it'll take time. She'll get there, but it'll take time. But yeah, those are all the characters.
So let's jump a little bit. I mean, that was good to kind of help set the stage. Yeah. And we're going to skip folks. I mean, they're obviously in everyone. There's some Easter eggs, some different, yeah, things with that. I do want to talk a minute about what's been happening with the review bombing, on this. Because we've seen, and we've talked about this over on Guardians, and we've seen it with other shows, other movies.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for you, but for me, it really, I'm going to sound like a parent here, folks. It disappointed me that folks did it for this one. And that was my first gut reaction. Was like,
yeah,
really? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And like, because a lot of people that, like, I've been seeing a lot of people commenting on TikTok or Instagram about other people saying, well, this show is childish and it's dumb, and or we don't like it, or what's Marvel doing? And I'm like, a lot of people have been defending it, being like, listen, it's okay. Like if you don't like something, that's fine. But just there's a lot of, and this happens a lot where if it's about teenagers or about teenage girls specifically, if there's something about a teenage girl, people automatically go, I don't like it. I don't want to see it. Cause there's a lot of things about kid, like quote unquote kids things that we've seen that are great. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. He was a teenager. It was like, you know, he did all kinds of random things. It was the same kind of vibe. People love that movie. Animated movies, people watch it. They love it. But anytime it's something, and I've noticed because Turning Red had the same criticism from people. If it's about a teenage girl, people are like, nope, we don't want it. I can't relate to it. Even though a lot of the themes are very relatable. A lot of kids, especially us nerdy, you know, comic book fans, mm-hmm. we've gone through a lot of this stuff. That is pretty relatable. I know a lot of people were like, yeah, no, as a fan of Marvel or any kind of comic book thing, I've been there. I felt that. And I felt seen as well, even though I'm not Pakistani or not Muslim, but I do relate to this. And, you know, there's a lot of people that relating to her regardless. So it kind of hurt that people were calling this one specifically childish, where I was like, but that's not fair. Spider-Man No Way Home. He was doing a lot of like, yeah. you know, he was still acting that way. And we like, he had moments where he was like acting quote unquote childish. He liked nerdy things. But people were like, oh no, it's the greatest Spider-Man ever. And I was like, yeah, but that's how Kamala is too.
And in this one, and that's where I can see folks kind of complain with it. And I, from what I said from the start, you may not be the target audience.
Yeah.
For this. And that's where some of mine came from, where I was like, no, that's fine. You can say it's childish. You can say it's this. You can say it's that. It's a different character. I mean, you know, different character that you grew up with. So people didn't complain about Spider-Man. Was it that Spider-Man's right. a white guy and Kamala mm-hmm. is a brown girl? It ultimately comes to, folks, not every show, every movie has to be geared towards whatever your demographic is. And I'm really pointing this out more for, you know, where most of Marvel has been dedicated to mm-hmm. you know, older white men.
Yeah.
It's not. And it's okay. It's getting that next generation. My son loved it. When at the end, when I said, I was like, I don't really like it. And he's like, really? He's like, he laughed during it. So, hey,
yeah,
you know, it's great. Different shows for different, you know, people, but don't be a Karen or a Ken and go post a negative review because
exactly,
you know, it wasn't designed for you.
Yeah. And like, there's a lot of things that I watch that are kid friendly things. And I love them. I'm like, this is an amazing show or this is an amazing movie. Sometimes you have to look past, like, I know some people are like, oh, it's a kid's show. And I'm like, fine, but you can still enjoy a kid's show just because it's like, you can still have well-written kids things, properties. Mm-hmm. It's not just kid's show. Give it a chance. If at the end of the day, you're like, it's badly written, I can understand that, but you can still like a kid's show can still be enjoyable for adults is pretty much what I'm saying. Cause we've seen it with animated movies, with animated shows. I know that I saw a lot of people were posting about this, that they were watching it with their nieces and nephews who were so excited that they were like, look, it looks like my mom, or she looks like my mom, or she looks like me. I had students in my class who were like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I watched it 4 times. Like I loved it because I felt seen in it, but I also enjoy watching all kinds of things, whether it's geared to adults or geared to children. There's a lot of shows and movies that I will watch and enjoy regardless. And I will give things a chance. I'm not going to be like, it's a kid's show, I'm not watching it, or I don't like it automatically. I will watch things and be like, it's an animated show geared towards kids. I'll still watch it and I'll still enjoy it. So at the end of the day, just give it a chance and it can still be good, even if it's a kid's thing.
So folks, with that, we're going to leave you here until next week, mm-hmm. where we will recap episode 2. Have a great week.